Clarify the cause and have asked the Israeli Defense Forces to comment. The camps in the evacuation zone, where Israel's military had urged Palestinian civilians to seek refuge as it focuses its military offensive in the north. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Gillard says people are following orders to move south.
We've been here for a week. I haven't seen civilians. They all know the message, and all of them, most of them, went for the south. The IDF is doing all what he can in order to stop and to separate between the population and the militants of Hamas.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State has held talks with the Palestinian president in the occupied West Bank, where they discussed getting more aid into Gaza. But Mahmoud Abbas also urged Antony Blinken that there must be an immediate ceasefire in the conflict. Hamburg Airport remains closed as police in Germany continue to negotiate with a suspected armed man who's holding a child hostage. A 35-year-old rammed a car through a security gate last night while a 4-year-old girl was inside and parked under a plane. The Deputy Prime Minister insists the Conservative Party has a zero-tolerance approach for sexual misconduct. It's after tabloid reports a number of allegations about an MP had been made known to the party, but little action had been taken. More than 40 flood warnings are still in place across England after days of heavy rain. Our meteorologist Joe Wheeler says there's still more to come.
Some of these showers could be heavy and thundery, so still some wet weather around, but certainly not as violent and giving as much rainfall as we've seen just recently. So we've got a few days of this showery regime in which we can start, you know, the cleanup process after Ciarán.
And reports Madonna, Dua Lipa and Coldplay were headlining Glastonbury next year have been described as untrue by its organisers. Emily Evis says accurate news will be revealed early next year. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
Ah, there you go. See, we thought as much, didn't we? Possibly untrue. Well, still to find out who will be headlining Glastonbury. Well, we played their songs anyway. We enjoyed that.
This is Phoenix FM.
So that's what happens when you go on the socials. It is all over there at the moment. Who could be possibly headlining Glastonbury? I thought Madonna one was a bit weird because obviously she's actually on tour at the moment. But still love to see Coldplay and Dua Lipa. So let's hope there is a little bit of truth to the rumours. Right, let's have a look at the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It was sunny when I got here, but looking a bit grim out the window now, got to tell you. Let's see what it says here. It says largely dry and bright by the afternoon with good sunny spells. Not looking like the way at the moment. Just a small chance of an afternoon shower today. Breezy with temperatures hovering around average of 12 degrees Celsius, your highs. Tonight, looking like this. Any showers, if we do get them, soon easing away during the early evening. Then dry and mostly clear night with patchy cloud. A gentle breeze. Continuing overnight, taking temperatures down to lows of 6 degrees Celsius. Single figures. Monday's looking like this for your Monday. Often dry, but occasionally breezy with sunny spells through the day on Monday. A chance for some heavy, perhaps thundery showers during the day, mainly across the western areas, though. Maximum temperatures slightly lower than today at 11 degrees Celsius for Monday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babes.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
What do
That's the latest offering from Eliza Rose with her track Take You There. This is Pink Panthers with Mosquito.
On a Monday, can I see you? Can I check my numbers? Cause I want to. I know it's annoying how much I do. Spending you the day that I want. That day that I want. Another day then. Maybe Tuesday, can I spend a fortune? Cause I want to.
Cancerous Mosquito. If you're wondering where the front pages are, I'm not doing it for the next couple of weeks. Thought I'd rest that little feature. Mainly because there's such bad news on the TV and in the tabloids, online, and on the Sunday papers nowadays. Most of the papers are rather dreary, isn't it? And kind of, in a way, I kind of hope Christmas does come a little bit early this year, because we do need a bit of cheering up. We need to see the decorations up and a little bit more Christmas cheer. Hopefully it will bring some sort of peaceful way of looking at the world at the moment, with what's going on, truly atrocious things across the planet. Still to come on the show, we'll be looking at the UK charts. Also, brand new music out this week. I'll also be telling you about what's coming out album-wise as well during the show. Oh, and we're looking at, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. I'll be telling you who you're sharing it with. All that still to come. But first, this is Beatles Only with Forever. Because we're together forever. Know what I mean?
Try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. Kids are still off. Well, some schools are still off. Some had 1 week for the term and others had two. We had two. So we're trying to find things for the kids to do, or my son to do anyway. It's a bit tricky. So in our wisdom, we thought we'd go to Clacton. We often go to Clacton. It's nice around the area. You know, you got the pier and things going on there. So rather than just go up for the 1 day, we booked a couple of nights in one of the caravan parks, you know, because they've got entertainment there as well. So you got the bar and amusements. They got acts on in the evening as well. So things to take the dog as well. You know, whole family can go there. It's really good. But we hadn't planned on that storm. You know, what was that all about? So we went to Clacton and it was lovely. Went to Walton on the Naze, which is not much like Walton on the Naze, but the kind of sea comes right in, and the sea was lashing. It was really windy. Most places are shut, actually. A lot of the restaurants and things there, so you couldn't. You know, they were boarded up, ready for this big storm, which didn't really happen. We left a day early because we left before the main storm was due to arrive. Went home in the evening on the Wednesday, on the Thursday, the day of the storm, it didn't really get it, did we, in Essex, and Brentwood certainly didn't get it. And the next day, it was actually sunny. I was looking out the window thinking, God, look at that, we could have stayed. But you never know what the roads are going to be like with these storms, especially on the A12 at the moment, because they're doing a lot of building work, surfacing work, so things can be blown over. It could have been stuck there for hours and hours and hours. But there you go. Was it Storm Kieran? Was it? I don't know where they get these names from. Is it the person that locates the storm gets the name of the storm? I wish that's why I'd like to be able to do that. Find a storm and then go there. It'll be called Storm Smithy. Storm Smithy's on its way. There could be destruction everywhere. yeah, though. Wishful thinking. Right, where was we? Back to the music. We're going to be looking at the singles, what singles are out after this next track. This is the latest offering from Paloma Faith with How to Leave Your Man.
Storm Smithy.
If you've got a good surname and it'll be good for a name of Storm, let me know on the socials. I'd love to hear from you.
He'll call you 10 times, but don't take it. Don't take it. Oh, oh, oh. Pack up all your clothes. Car is full of cash. Head on down the road. No, no, no. Creeping on the low. Don't give another chance. This is how.
something else. I was looking. I was looking at my PC, and I just found a folder on it. And on the studio one, we all have our own folders. And you open your folders up, and you've got all your subfolders and everything. And I found one. I must have put it on like years and years and years ago. And on the this particular folder, it just says Talkover. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that is, because I've got loads of folders in my radio folder, if you want to call it that. And I opened it up, and it's loads of background music. But it's there's one folder, particular folder, full of like ones which have got like old TV programs. For instance, like let's have a little look. You've got this one here, which is. Now, if you're a certain age, you probably won't know. If you're young, you definitely won't know what this is. This was the Streets of San Francisco. Ran from 1972 to 1977. That's what it says there, anyway. And then you had this one. See if you can remember this one. This is a program that's still on TV quite a lot. And then what I would do... I'll put my radio voice on and just chat all over it. I'll give you a clue. This bloke was a detective and had a rather naff car. Okay, sir. Yes, it was Columbo. What else have we got? Oh, this is a good one. If I could wiggle my nose, it wouldn't make any difference because it's on the radio, you wouldn't see. But it'd give you a bit of a clue, wouldn't it? There you go. The little one was called Tabitha, if I remember rightly. It's a little... only short, actually. I might as well play the whole lot. So I was going to pick one of those to do what singles were coming out this week. So I'm going to pick one, and then we'll tell you what's coming out this week. So we're going to go back to one after the next track, which is already a brand new track in itself. Came out this week, lots of hype. The Beatles, of course, got a brand new track out, and they had to get John Lennon's voice, which they had the track a long, long time ago, but it was... it was done with a tape recorder and obviously just taped him on the piano, but he couldn't really hear the vocals that well. So it was only recently that they was helped out. The tape, Yoko gave the tape to Paul McCartney. He's had it for quite a while. And then they kind of got the help of AI program to isolate the vocals so they could rework the track. So although AI has been involved, it's not taken anyone's place. It hasn't, what's the word? There's no part of the track that's not original. It's just been enhanced, so the word AI is not, don't get confused with it being not a Beatles track, because it is. So it's the and I suppose it's now going to be the last ever track to come from the Beatles. I've only heard snippets of it, so I haven't heard the whole thing myself, so I thought we'd give it a play. It's called Now and Then. This is the Beatles.
1, 2
There you go. Brand new Beatles. I daren't talk over it because there'll be mayhem, wouldn't it? People go, hey, you talked over the brand new Beatles track. It's a long track, 4.2 minutes, but really liked it. And it's one of those tracks where the more times you listen to it, the more it grows on you. You think what a fantastic track it is. So well done for bringing it up to back to life. And all the work that's obviously got involved to getting the vocals, isolating them and putting that track together from way back. I think the original was done back in the late 60s. I'm not too familiar with how it worked out, but I'm pretty sure he recorded that for Paul McCartney, and it was originally done with just him and the piano. Right, we are going to be looking at brand new music single-wise out this week, but first let's see what's going out on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Yeah, still busy if you're heading towards Brentwood on the Doddingham Road. There's a gift and art show, I believe, here in the Brentwood Centre. Traffic busy down into the car parks around the Brentwood Centre. Also busy on the Ingrove Road coming into central Brentwood. High Street's coping all right. Little bit congested around Wilson's Corner, as you expect, with the two little roundabouts. But it's a lot easier than it was earlier on in the day. Rest of Brentwood not looking too bad. It's busy on some of the side roads. Watch out for some of the big puddles as well. There's some of them hiding some quite horrific potholes at the moment. Watch out for that. It's still a bit flooded after the rain of last week. You've got a new road layout on Cricketers Lane, both ways from the A128 Brentwood Road. That's down to Cricketers Road. Junction 28, there's a lane closed currently there on the entry ramp due to long-term constructions on the M25, anti-clockwise that is, at the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there. It's down to one lane affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. The rest of junctions on the M25 Essex side are not looking too bad. Let's start with Junction 29, A127. No reported problems there. And Junction 30, Lakeside. Really quiet today. A little bit busy around the shopping areas and the car parks and Shafford 100, but other than that, it's as clear as it's been for a good month or so. Same story if you're heading towards Bluewater, the bridge and the tunnels on the A282, really quiet at the moment, that looking okay. Heading over towards the M25, there was a problem earlier on the junction there, one lane closed, that's on the A20. It's a lot calmer than it was. It's long-term construction causing problems there both ways on the M20, which is a Swanley interchange. Expect delays, also narrow lanes on that M25 clockwise with a 40 miles an hour limit on the roundabout. Back over to this neck of the woods, A127 and the A13 heading towards Southend on Sea. No reported problems at the moment. A little bit busy now coming into central Southend, but other than that, looking okay. Also, A12, we've got a 40 miles an hour speed limit there as well. One lane closed. That is due to resurfacing work on the A12 both ways between Junction 13 and Junction 16, Stock Road, Gallywood. There's also nighttime closures and a contraflow also being in use. If you're heading towards London Stansted Airport at the moment, M11 is not looking too bad, looking okay, no reported problems. A414 cutting through to Chelmsford, and the A120 not reporting any problems either. And the Junction 27 on the M25 is also clear, so if you're heading that way, it's okay. M25 itself not looking too bad today, the 5th of November, Sunday, very clear, no reported problems. Currently on the M25, don't want to speak too soon. And the A406, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The time is 13:34. The upstate on 98. Right, where was we? Oh, yes, I was telling you about all this I found and on my folder, which has got all the old, it seems like, TV detective programs. And I've been, I used to obviously talk over them, probably when I started doing radio, way back when. I thought, well, this would be good to chat over, because it's, got no lyrics on it. And since then, the internet's kind of taken over, and you can quite easily get background music to talk to. So I've picked another track that I'm going to chat over right now and ruin for you, while I tell you what's coming up on the singles. Have a listen, and at the end, I shall tell you who it was before we play the track of the week this week. Instantly recognisable. Right, on the singles front this week, Beatles Unleashed Now and Then. We just played it, their last ever track as the Fab Four. Now and Then reunites John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr and George Harrison via Wingnut Films, state-of-the-art MAL audio technology, AI, if you want to call it that, with a track released as a double A-side with the group's first ever official singles chart entry, Love Me Do. Now and Then will also be added to the reissue of the Beatles' 1967-1970 hits compilation LP, known as the Blue Album, released next Friday, which will be November the 10th. Quickly a math. Elsewhere, rising singer-songwriter Henry Moody returns with his latest cut called Fight or Flight. Sam Tompkins is back with Someone Else. Conan Gray unveils synth-pop Killing Me. And Dream Rock purveyors Juno Dream release Kitchen Sink Drama. The title track of Take That's upcoming ninth studio album, This Life Is Now Yours, The Kid Lowry, follows up top 10 single Too Much with the track called Bleed, and Cat Burns drops Know That You're Not Alone, a bit of a mouthful, I know, and Katie Basseur unleashes I Love Making Bad Boys Cry. Not today, thank you. Also, finally, as she announces the extended mixes LP, Kylie Minogue, who's currently residence at Vegas, we were talking about it earlier on, releases her brand new track, and it is an extended mix. Oh, yes. Does that make it any better? No. Just makes it longer. It is called Hold On To Now. Yeah, and lastly, Phoenix FM Sunday Lunch guest Calico, the girl group, a brand new single out coming up next. Been chatting to them. Hopefully they'll be in the studio in the next couple of weeks to tell you all about it themselves personally. Of course, this music is Magnum, the original theme tune from Magnum PI. Well done if you got it right. Dramatic end, wasn't it? This is called Don't Stop, Never Quit. This is Calico. Brand new, out to stream and buy right now.
Living my life how I wanna, taking my time cause I got it. I've been working on it, yeah, I do it for me. Ain't gotta be sweet, ain't gotta compete, we bring the heat. And it's my time, that's right, cause I'm on my way and you should know that. I have written who I wanna be, and that's why they tripping, they can't.
A shutdown. Give your best, nothing less. You're my fighter. Game on.
Gotta keep my eyes open high. Hope we're getting close
to what I need, what I want. I'm on my way. You should know that.
I have written who I wanna be, and that's why they tripping. They can't.
Show them up cause you be on 10. Tell them back up, it's a wrap again.
Don't Stop, Never Quit, brand new from Calico. I shall be chatting to their manager on all the socials, and I have spoken to him already. He sent me the song earlier on, and we'll be getting them in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, they have been in before, so if you want to check out any of their other tracks that they brought out, head over to phoenixfm.com and click on the search bar. Just type in Calico, or you can type in Sunday Lunch Show, and you'll see all my blogs, and you'll see all the times they've come in, which is quite a bit. They're quite regular to the show, which is great. Great to see people doing well, and new artists, new bands coming in on the show, and then just doing so well music-wise. It's really great. Right, let's get another new track on, actually. This track is from Loreen. She won the Eurovision Song Contest, and it was a brilliant performance when it came out, and she got a brand new track out. This is called Is It Love?
You'll find me in the echo of the dark, working on the rhythm of your heart. Lost you in the maze, now let me out. Is it love? Is it love? Is it love? Without a warning, without a sign, will you call me or will you hide? There's a shadow in my mind.
Is It Love? Brand new music again here on Phoenix FM. Taylor takeover on the charts this week. Taylor Swift dominates the UK's official singles and albums chart with the biggest opening week of the year so far. 1989, of course, Taylor's version more than doubles the first week of sales of its original, also landing the fastest selling vinyl release of the year. Let's see what happened on the charts on Friday.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, she may have been born in 1989, but Taylor Swift is having the year of her life in this year, 2023, scoring the official chart double today with the release of 1989 Taylor's version. The re-recording of 2014 pop magnum opus, 1989 Taylor's version debuts to number one on the official album chart with a massive 184,000 chart units, more than double that of the original 1989's opening week sales of 90,000. But that's just the start. Taylor also claims the biggest opening week for any album this year, blasting past previous record holder Lewis Capaldi and Broken by Desire to be Heavenly Sent, which accumulated 95,000 chart units in the first week of sale. 1989, Taylor's version, outperforms the rest of the top 10 combined this week and extends Taylor's own record as the woman with the most UK number one albums this century. Well done. As well as the only female to achieve 11 consecutive number ones albums in the quickest time. Taylor is still the female with the second most number one album in UK chart history. Only Madonna has more. We're actually 12, one more. So it's a great achievement at that age as well. Elsewhere on the official charts, we have something of a Halloween takeover with several spooky tracks present in the wider top 40. Danny Elfman's This Is Halloween from the Nightmare Before Christmas is at 14. Michael Jackson's Thriller is at 20. Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters is at 21. And Bobby Boris Pickett, It Was the Mash, It Was a Monster Mash, is at number 29. All see a surge into the top 40 this week. Drake and Sexy Red and SZA continue to rise with Rich Baby Daddy at 15. And Chaser Status, Headaches and RD jump two spots with Liquor and Cigarettes this week at number 18. Doja Cat's Agora Hills, which is a new peak of number 26, as does Thames' rising hit Me and You, up to number 34 this week, while Wheatia's classic Teenage Dirtbag re-enters the top UK 40 at number 38. It's first time on the official singles chart 40 since 2001, and the track originally peaked at number 2 in the same year. So the UK chart's looking like this: at 10, Stick Season, Noah Kahan. And number 9, down one this week, is Asking, Sonny Federa, MK and Douglas.
I want this to last forever. Let's live in the moment.
Asking, Sonny Federa, MK Douglas. Right, let's have a look at the rest of the charts. At 8, it's Badder Dan, Chasing Status. Number 7, Tyler with Water. 6 is Greedy, Tate McRae. Let's have a look. What else we got? Taylor Swift's version of SL Blank T is at number 5. I knew it'd be a rude word. Can't say it on the radio, but you know the spelling. And number 4, it's Strangers, former number 1 for Kanye Grace. And at 3, Prada, Casa Ray and D-Block Europe.
Sad and bricks, half a cake on the way, Take a flight, you wanna take a lift? On the Molly man, he's on the way, I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk. It don't matter, baby, I'm straight,
Feel like I'm in print. bitch's house, purple paint all on the walls, sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, 22, I'm in Paris, baby, got strippers in my face, roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Finley, I'm a Prada.
Ladies out for years, new drip on the way, rap, feel sad and bricks, half a cake on the way, take a flight, you wanna take a lift, on the Molly man, he's on the way, I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk, it don't matter, baby, I'm straight,
Feel like I'm in Prince's house, purple paint all on the walls, sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, 22, I'm in Paris, baby, got strippers in my face, roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Finley, I'm a Prada.
With Phoenix 98 FM.
So, top 10 looking up this, both dominated by Taylor Swift, of course. Number 2 is Now That We Don't Talk, of course, is Taylor's version. And at number 1, brand new in, both new entries, It's Over Now, Taylor's version, taken from the album, of course. Number 1 on the UK charts this week.
For me, you listen to the charts
on Sunday Lunch. This is on the charts, number one this week. Taylor Swift's Is It Over Now? Got a track from Antonia on its way called Always There, going out to her dad. She's got new music coming out soon. We're hoping to get her back on the show very soon as well. Loads to come still. Phoenix FM, your rest of the day is looking like this. Vicky Michelle's music mix up next. Today she's being joined by a really well-known DJ. I'll leave it to you to work out who it is. At 4 o'clock, the Arts Programme with Claire Giveau and Natalie Bayes, and they will be joined by Grim Dreamer on the show. Stepping out for 6 o'clock with Nigel. Nigel's got a guest as well this week. He'll be joined by Victoria Antoinette, who will be talking about her new book and and John Ratomski, I think it is, founder of Iron Supporting Food Banks. And at 8 o'clock, Greaties, Music and Memories from the 1980s, presented by Xanthi Bierman, taking us up to 10 o'clock. Right, let's have a look at the next track coming up. I've just moved all my little cursor. There you go. Always There. This is Antonia. I shall see you, not next week, because I'm actually away next week, but I'll see you the following week. Have a great weekend, people.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is